Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're going to press on in the story of David into 1 Samuel chapter 25. And today I'm going to read from the Lexham Bible. The Lexham is an ongoing, shall I say, translation, English translation. It's very useful. And as I've told you many times, when I'm reading, like right now, I've got the King James open, I've got the New American Standard, the ESV, and the Lexham, literally in column format, side by side. And that's very useful. A lot of times I read from the ESV or the New American Standard. The New American Standard, in this particular passage, is absolutely the clunkiest thing I've ever seen in my life. I thought about going into details of it, but it just won't translate well in audio format. The short of it is, they interpret something as a parenthetical statement, and that's probably correct, a parenthesis. But as parenthesis, it comes in the middle of one sentence, and then you have the end of that sentence, and then you have the middle of another sentence where the parenthesis is closed and the first sentence is picked up literally two sentences later. And so it's just very, very awkward. So I thought, I'm not going to read from that today. So this is 1 Samuel 25. This is a really interesting account. We'll just get through a portion of it today. Verse 1. Now Samuel died. Well, there you go. Samuel, the great prophet. Samuel has now died, is declared. And all Israel assembled and mourned for him. They buried him at his house at Ramah. Then David got up and went down to the wilderness of Paran. So Samuel dies, David relocates. Verse 2. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. The man was very rich and owned 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. Now the shearer of his sheep Now the shearing of his sheep was taking place in Carmel. So this would have been a huge endeavor, right? How many sheep did it say he had? 3,000, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, just a huge amount, okay? So the shearing is taking place in Carmel. Verse 3. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. Now the woman was wise and beautiful. But the man was stubborn and mean, and he was as his heart. Isn't that a great little phrase right there? ESV says that he was harsh and badly behaved. Oh, well, this is interesting. I just caught this right now. It's interesting when you read these English translations side by side, because the end of the ESV and the King James and New American Standard say that he was harsh and badly behaved, and he was a Calebite. Okay, a Calebite, a descendant of Caleb, which literally translated means dog. Okay, dog. But the Lexham translates it as he was as his heart. That's intriguing, is it not? I feel sure there's something into that decision to make that translation right there, probably based upon what his name means. I'll just share this right now. We'll see it clarified later. But the name of the man was Nabal, N-A-B-A-L. Nabal literally means fool. Yeah, fool, F-O-O-L. He was named Fool. And you think, well, who would name a kid that? Well, are you kidding me? I'm from the Deep South. I've known some really curious namings of people, okay? Might have been a nickname, okay? More than likely, it was his name that was given to him. So his wife is wise and beautiful. He is stubborn and mean. He was as his heart. He was a fool. Verse 4, David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. So this was a huge business endeavor, so word got out. Verse 5, so David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, go up to Carmel and go to Nabal. You will greet him in my name. So notice what David's doing. He's telling them where to go. He's telling them what to do. He's telling them how to do it, how to say it. Verse 6, he continues. Then you must say to him, long life to you, and may it go well with you and with your house and with all that is yours. So he tells these 10 men, go, find the ball, greet him in the name of David, then speak blessing over him. And speak the blessing from me that things are going well with you and with your house and with all that is yours. Then say this to him, verse 7. Now, I have heard that you have shearers. Now, while your shepherds were with us, we did not mistreat them, and nothing of theirs was missing all the days they were in Carmel. Ask your servants, and they will tell you. Let the young men find favor in your eyes, because we have come on a feast day. Please give whatever you have on hand for your servants and for your son, David. So this is what David told these servants, these young men, to say to Nabal. So what's going on here? So the sheep would have gone all throughout the land grazing, as sheep do. Now comes the time to shear the sheep. They're all gathered together. David hears that the shearing is going down. It's a big thing. He actually calls it a feast day. It's a day of celebration when they're doing all this. And it would have taken several days to have done all this, right? So he sends word to Nabal, and he says, you know what? While your sheep were here with us, and while your shepherds were here with us, we did not mistreat them. And nothing of theirs was missing. We literally looked out for them. We did not take anything from them. They lost nothing due to anybody else while they were here with us. We know that you're celebrating. We know you got a feast day there. We know that you're sharing these things. So please give whatever you have on hand for your servants and for your son David. So he's literally asking this. He's not asking for a cut of the profits. He's not asking for anything as if it's due them. He's saying, whatever you have on hand, if you have any leftovers, can you send us some leftovers? That's literally what he's asking for. Can you send us some of the leftovers for what's happened right here? Verse 9. So David's young men came, and they spoke all these words to Nabal in the name of David. Then they waited. I don't know why. For some reason, I just love the way that's expressed. So they go, they do everything, they speak the words, and then they wait. Verse 10, but, well, you know it's not going well then. But Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? And is he, because he's never heard of him? Is he saying, who is this guy that's asking for anything that dares say anything to me? The great Nabal, the great fool? No, he knew who he was. How do I know the next part of the verse? Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? Today there are many servants breaking away from the presence of their masters. So he knew who David was. He knew the problem with David and Saul. He knew that David was fleeing Saul. He knew all about it, because don't you know that Saul's men have gone out through the land looking for David? Remember that? So now he's just saying that David is just a runaway servant. He's literally no more than a runaway slave. So who is he? Then he continues, verse 11, who is he that I should take my bread and my water and my meat, which I've slaughtered for my shears, and give it to men whom I do not know where they are from? Verse 12. So David's young men turned on their way and returned and came and told David according to all these words. They reported back to David. Well, how do you think that went down? Well, here we go, verse 13. Then David said to his men, each man strap on his sword. So each one strapped on his sword, and David also strapped on his sword. And 400 men went up after David, while 200 remained with the baggage. In the vernacular of the day, David felt like he'd been dissed. He'd been disrespected. Yeah, they wanted food. They wanted stuff. But to be treated this way, he wasn't going to put up with this. And you think, well, isn't this a bit of an overreaction? You know, maybe, perhaps, I don't know, we'll see more later as we go in this account, because we do see some things about that. But I find it interesting that the verse that said Samuel had died was placed right here before this. This had happened, then we have this account right here. What was David feeling? We'll talk more about this next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.